Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy, and we're talking about the Adventure Passes. So Mary, first of all, just tell us a little bit about what those are.
It's a pass to an adventure of your own making. This program was brought into fruition by Cheryl Hyde, the library director at the Grimes Public Library. And you can get a pass to the Science Center, to the Blank Park Zoo, and to other places. We're just tipping our toe in the water and doing the Science Center and the Blank Park Zoo this year. And we will add other places like the Botanical Gardens. There are several other places in Des Moines that you can go to, but we are doing the Blank Park Zoo and the Science Center. And it's pretty cool because you can check out a pass, and a pass is for two adults and two children to go to either one of those once a year for free.
So, yeah, it's a free program, and you just check it out like it's a library book?
Just like a library book. You go online to our website, and if you don't have that capability, just come up to the desk in the library, and we'll help you do it, everything, and print your passes. And if something comes up that you can't go that day, then you just call us, and we'll make them void, and you can still have your place once a year. That's what people are afraid of. If they do it too early, that something might come up, and you can do it on the day that it's happening. So if you have family, you can take them to the zoo, or, you know, combine it with going to the Science Center.
All right, so you don't have to do both at the same time, though, right?
No.
You can do one here and one there?
Yes, yes. I was actually thinking about going with my husband because I've never been to the Blank Park Zoo. And everybody pointed out that the animals aren't out in the wintertime. And I go, but yeah, some of them are. And I've just never been to the zoo. Mm-hmm. So I thought it'd be interesting. And, you know, my husband has a library card, too. So we could go back. There's ways around this.
All right. So what do you hope people gain from this program?
The sense of adventure that they can check out experiences along with the books and the bikes and the art and everything else that we have evolved to. We're more than just books. And so you could take your kids and go to the zoo. It's for everyone. So it doesn't mean that you have to have kids. So, and you have to be 18 to actually check it out. So kids can't go by themselves.
That's probably for the best.
Yes.
There are some other rules and restrictions that people need to keep in mind with this too, correct?
Yes. You have to have a valid photo ID and the printed pass. And if you don't have a computer or a way to print them at home, you can come to the library and we can facilitate that. But you have to prove who you are when you go. You cannot do this for a special event. So the Blank Park Zoo, I know, has special events in the summertime, and you can't go when they're having a special promotion. Because I think somebody told me they had beer nights at the zoo, and I don't think this is good for that.
Okay, so it's just one pass per person. You can only get that once per year, correct?
Correct. Every 365 days. So if I checked it out today to go today, then I can't check it out again until next December. But if your spouse has a library card, they can check it out.
When you go to check out, say I go into the library tomorrow and I say, hey, I want to check out an adventure pass. Can I like choose how many tickets I get for that particular event?
Two adults and two children.
Okay, so it's always just those four then.
Yes, those four.
But then the week after, my wife could go in and say, hey, I want passes as well?
Yes.
Okay, so a little way to cheat the system, sounds
well,
like.
Well, we only get two passes per week. So we haven't run into that problem yet, that we've had this overwhelming demand for it. But in this program, what we have purchased is a family pass, and that's one pass for the Science Center a week and one pass for the zoo a week. And so anybody can go in on the website, click on Adventure Pass, and then you have to click on Adventure Pass again because the way the website software is. And then you have to click on here, and then you'll finally get to the page where you can choose what day you want. And you can look as far ahead as a month.
Okay. Now, I'm just filled with questions because this sounds like such an interesting thing going on. Is this going on at all of the Dallas County public libraries or just certain ones?
Just certain ones. Cheryl started it in the Grimes Library. She's actually a Polk County library. And then I know Adele is doing it and Waukee is doing it in Dallas County. And a lot of the libraries in Polk County are doing it. So if you were looking at Johnson and Urbandale and West Des Moines and all of those, the Norwalk Library is doing it. The Carlisle Library is doing it. So it's become the next thing that we offer to our residents for free. And it's like the bikes. You can come and check out a bike, or you can come and check out the Zumba bag where you get a Zumba DVD and all the paraphernalia that goes with that, the weights and the stretchy bands.
For sure. Now, do you pay anything for this, or is this sort of provided by a program?
Well, the program was initiated by a librarian, and we pay for the software and the family pass. So it'd be just like us buying books or buying a hotspot and then giving it to our residents. So the things that libraries give to the community or library services have evolved in the last 5 years to encompass so many things. So I kind of look at what other libraries are doing and seeing if it's suitable for the Perry community. So some things I think are suitable and some things I don't think are suitable. I was looking at a Roomba vacuum robot, and there are actually libraries out there that can check those out. However, there's a really high incidence of breakage and maintenance for those. So I decided, nah, that wasn't something that I was going to invest in.
All right. One last question that I have for you. This is available now, correct? And then
correct.
Basically just going on indefinitely.
Correct.
Will you also be informed and informing the public when possibly other opportunities are out there?
Yes. We'll see how it's being used in the next year, trying to get a lot of promotion. We're going to try to use some of the passes in conjunction with other things like gas cards and maybe some dinner cards for a family outing as a prize in summer reading.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy, Library Director from Perry, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.